This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Crazy as this sounds, we're kind of heading into the home stretch of summer. Kids are going to start heading back to school in a couple of weeks. Labor Day is around the corner, and a lot of us are squeezing in some last-minute vacations. And about that, the vacations, this. With so many international travel restrictions still in place, domestic travel has been booming. Great for tourist destinations, right? Cape Cod, for instance, has been packed. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports for businesses out on the Cape, you can have too much of a good thing.
In the summer on Cape Cod, pretty much everything is open 7 days a week. Restaurants, shops, bike rental places.
It's a golden rule. You're always open 7 days a week, and you get as much staff as it takes to be open 7 days a week.
Peter Noble runs Idle Times Bike Shop, which has a few locations, and he says demand for rentals this year has been way up.
Baskets, helmets, locks.
Helmets, locks, yes.
But he says it's been really hard to find enough staff. So hard that he had to break the rule and keep one of his shops in Wellfleet closed 1 day a week.
That's the first time that's ever happened in the history of our business.
Lots of businesses all around the Cape are closed 1 or 2 days a week this year, or have limited hours. There are help wanted signs everywhere.
I think, you know, maybe we had a false sense of hope and expectation that after 2020, it would be smooth sailing, and it's still challenging.
Tracy Barry Hunt owns a restaurant called Winslow's Tavern in downtown Wellfleet.
I think I'll have the BLT.
Sure. Would you like that with fries or a salad?
Finding enough wait staff and kitchen staff has been one of the biggest challenges for Barry Hunt this summer, but not the only one.
The supply chain is huge. We have a major vendor who just completely pulled the plug. They don't have delivery out here.
Food costs are up significantly. So are labor costs. Most businesses on the Cape have raised wages this year. At Winslow's, from the $14, $15 an hour range to the $18 to $20 an hour range. And so, Barry Hunt says, she's also raised prices.
And some guests don't understand that.
She says some guests also don't understand why Winslow's isn't doing oyster happy hour every day anymore.
It's a beautiful day. Why can't I get oysters right now? Well, the bartender's on a break. We're not doing it this year. Noticing that we're not serving until 9:30. And why? Why can't I have dinner at 9:30?
Almost every restaurant and business, it seems, is understaffed this year. At the same time, there are more tourists on the Cape than ever. Mac Hay owns Mac Seafood, which includes a bunch of restaurants and fish markets, plus a motel. And in past years, he says, the motel would normally be around 75 to 85% full in the summer months.
This year, we're hovering in the 97 to 100% occupancy rate. So we're booked for the rest of summer. We've never, ever seen that before.
And at his restaurants, the volume of customers coming through is up 30 or 40% over 2019.
So we've got a Hollywood special, a jerk burrito, refried beans and two lemonades. Are those for here to go?
At Max on the Pier in Wellfleet, customers stand in line to order from a window and eat at picnic tables in the sand on the harbor.
We can't be in the sun, Brady.
Order number 10.
Standing in line has always been part of the experience here. But in past summers, Hay says,
we used to be at peak volume for like an hour and a half. And now we're at peak volume for 5 hours. Every day is a busy Saturday.
It's so busy so often at all five of his restaurants that there comes a point pretty much every night now where they just have to cut off online orders and stop answering the phone. Something that used to happen maybe once or twice a year.
It's really a rare phenomenon that we're going through, and it's good in some ways, but it's also incredibly stressful in other ways.
Customers, for the most part, he says, have been great. Patient, understanding, aware of at least some of the challenges.
I get asked probably 40 to 50 times a day how things are going. And they all want to know how is the staffing issue. And I say we're in great shape where we have just enough workers, but just enough is not enough.
And that's just enough for now. A lot of those workers are high school and college students who will be heading back to school in a few weeks. And if this fall is anything like last fall, the tourists will keep coming. On Cape Cod, I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.